This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Family Health Care and Relationship channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. William Corder, the founder of the Boomer Health Institute, the author of the Boomer Survivor Kit, an indispensable guide for yourself, your relationships, your life, and the author of A Father's Letters. He has been the associate director of a large healthcare agency, and he is still a national consultant of difficult cases, helping shape the care for thousands of patients per year. Dr. Corder, welcome to eHealth Radio, and good morning.
Delighted to be here. Thank you.
You're welcome. So, what led you to write your new book, A Father's Letters, with subtitle, To His College Daughters?
Well, when my daughters started attending college, it was the empty nest syndrome for me. But I really wanted to keep the connection with my daughters, the relationship with my daughters. So what I did, I took a different approach than I think many parents take. I wrote late night heartfelt letters to each daughter on a regular basis. And in those letters, I offered my love and my support, but I also offered my insights, my perspective, my suggestions on a general basis. And unknown to them, what I did is I kept those letters. In fact, I retyped them and transposed them onto Word document. So once they graduated, Christmas came around, I had each group of letters to each daughter bound as a book, and I gave them as a surprise Christmas present. They loved them. Their friends loved them, and to my surprise, even their parents loved them. So I garnered their permission, and I published the best group of letters as a book titled A Father's Letters, and just put it out, published January 13th. And my goal with the doing so was, one, to give my daughters a little footprint, a little legacy for me. But more importantly, I wrote it and published it to help other parents who want to improve their relationship with their daughters or sons.
This is absolutely brilliant. Now, getting back on track, the critics described your approach as a countercultural form of parenting. Could you explain why they drew that conclusion?
Well, what you learn when your kids enter college is that there's a lot of pressure on them, and pressure from society, pressure from the parents, pressure from the peers, and it's really a pressure for high-income jobs. And so my approach to college for them was different. I told them I did not want to hear any grades. I told them not to follow the high-income majors. I wanted them to focus on three or four areas. One, I wanted them to follow their passion and their interests regardless of the income in that field. Two, I wanted them to focus on learning as opposed to grades. Three, I really wanted them to get out of classroom experiences because I felt those were so valuable, even more valuable than the education inside the class. And four, and last but not least, I wanted them to focus on the quality of relationships and friendships, because friendships really are the key to life. So those are the three areas, the multiple areas that I highlighted: the passion and interest, experience, and friendship. And I'm sort of a believer in Emily Dickinson, who says, "My friends are my estate." I think that is true for all of us.
Very, very true indeed. What did you recommend to your daughters for that transition through college?
Well, I recommended, again, they focus on their passion and purpose. I recommended they find what their own gift is, what their own interests and talents are. And I recommended learning the whole field that they're studying as opposed to focusing on one test or another class, et cetera. And I recommended out-of-classroom experiences and to focus on the quality of those experiences. I'll give you one example. My daughter did one semester in London, so I wrote a letter to her suggesting, you know, why don't you just take all four of your classes on Monday and Tuesday and leave Wednesday and Sunday completely free? I'm not sure most parents would agree with that approach, but my daughter took 32 flights, inexpensive flights, but 32 flights in her semester. She saw all of Europe, And I saw her transform just even from the letters back and forth from a young girl to a grown woman who could really handle herself independently. And so for her, I think that approach of not focusing on the classes in London, but focusing on the experience of living abroad really made for significant personal growth, increased sense of self, increased sense of independence. And when I met her at the end of the year, I think she was a changed person. So I think those out-of-classroom experiences, would, however you get them, they prepare you for life. They prepare you for future relationships, future experiences. And so I really support that sort of approach in college because I think it best prepares you for adult life.
Outstanding. Today we are with Dr. William Corder, the founder of the Boomer Health Institute, the author of The Boomer Survivor Kit, an indispensable guide for yourself, your relationships, your life, and the author of A Father's Letters here on eHealth Radio's Family Healthcare and Relationship Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Corder, do you have any other recommendations for parents of college students?
Yes, I do, and it is buried within A Father's Letters. But I think as we all make that transition with our children from a father-daughter relationship or father-son relationship, you're moving through the college years from adolescence to adulthood, and you're moving towards an adult-adult relationship. So how do you make that transition and make it so successful they end up being some of your best friends for life? I recommend to parents a new level of honesty. I think if you want to make those connections stay and improve, you have to bare your soul. You have to acknowledge your mistakes, your limitations. And let me give you two examples. In my letters to my daughters, I both apologized for working too hard. Like many parents, I was working two jobs, even as a physician, gathering the money, the income to pay for the colleges. So I wrote them that that money that I earned was not as valuable as the time with them. And I apologize for working so hard and for not having more time with them. And I hoped in the future that we would make that change. We would have more time for each other. And two, I also shared my college experiences, which I had never shared with them. And that is the first time that I ever drank too much alcohol, the first time that I ever smoked marijuana, those sorts of experiences or mistakes. And you share them with your children and show the real you and how you handle those situations and learn from those situations. And you know what? By sharing more of myself, more than I ever had in the 20 years, it really improved our connection and our relationship. And I think we did successfully move from the father-child relationship to an adult-adult relationship. And today, as stated earlier, they're two of my best friends. They're both in their early 20s. They just graduated recently. But our relationship is just wonderful, and it really adds joy to your life to do that. But I think honesty, you have to include that.
Did you think your approach worked with your children overall, and do you think that the same approach would work for other students even right now?
Yes, I do. And I really think that by giving your children freedom, to give them the chance to explore and fail, to give them the chance to go off in new directions, to give them the chance to not have pressure on grades, not have pressure on getting that high income job, it leads them a chance to grow personally, and that actually ends up leading to better success. One of my daughters never looked at a single grade, and I think for a lot of parents, they would be very anxious about that, because they would worry, I want my child to have a high grade. I want my child to get a high income. Well, she never looked at her grades for the 4 years of college. And I know when she had her counselor meeting, she would send me a little note. Counselor tried to mention grades, and I stopped her right dead in the sentence and said, nope, don't want to hear them. And so she went through 4 years never knowing a single grade. In fact, even today, I don't know a single grade of either one of my parents. But the daughter that I'm talking about, in her junior year, second semester, she got a letter saying she was being admitted to Phi Beta Kappa, which meant that she must have gotten all A's in all of her classes. So I think you do better without the parental pressure. I think you do better with that freedom and that sense of exploration. And I think you do better when you focus on learning, not grades, and not future income. And that's, I think, a key for college.
Really good stuff here today and great information. In conclusion, how does this topic relate to improving the parent's health overall, and how does this topic relate to improving the student's health as well?
Well, since this is such a health channel, I really want to emphasize this, and that is all animal studies. I mean, whether you look at monkeys, or hyenas, or dolphins, or elephants, or humans, have the same results. The greater your friendships, the greater your relationships, the greater your health. Yes, our health is based to a high degree on our diet and exercise. Those components are extremely important for health and longevity. But people underestimate the importance of friendship as being a positive factor in your health. All studies show that positive contacts with friends decrease your cortisol, decrease your stress, and improve your health. And so I think by establishing a solid relationship and improving your relationship with your children as they move through college and into adulthood, it actually gives you a much better chance for good health and longevity. And when you look at some of the centenarians who have lived to 100, what you see is they have a lot of friends and a lot of close family members who love them and support them. So I think being successful during this transition has a huge benefit to your children for their success in life, but also a huge benefit for their health and a huge benefit for your health. So I think it pays massive dividends across the board. So from my standpoint, love your kids, develop your friendship, and watch yourself be healthier and happier.
Well, I couldn't agree more with you. I think this is very valuable, and I'm sure the listeners really got a lot out from what you've mentioned and shared with us today. Where's the best place for listeners to be able to get your books, get more information accordingly, and to be in contact as well?
Several areas. Number one, of course, Amazon. It is up on Amazon.com as of January 13th. Number two, it is on Kindle. Number three, it will be in bookstores by the beginning of February. So those are three sources. And you can also get it from my website, drbillcorder.com or boomerhealthinstitute.com.
Well, very good. Dr. Corder, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. All the best. Certainly look forward to having you back with us in the future.
Well, I love your programs. Thank you for inviting me, and best luck to everyone with a child or heading towards college. Thanks.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Dr. William Corder, the founder of the Boomer Health Institute, the author of the Boomer Survivor Kit, an indispensable guide for yourself, your relationships, your life, and the author of A Father's Letters. And for more information, simply visit either BoomerHealthInstitute.com or DrBillCorder.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Family Healthcare and Relationship Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.